We're delighted to greet you this morning, each of you, especially those who are visiting with us. It's always a pleasure to have guests in our service. Wherever you are from, we would like to meet you and greet you. And if you are visiting, our ushers now stand ready to present you with a card which has a message from our church to you. Would you just lift your hand if you are visiting with us today? We invite you to come back and be with us again whenever it's possible for you to do so. This is a beautiful day. We have a lot of activities going on. The adult church training will not meet this afternoon. It will be postponed a week. But the youth choir, preschool children, and the evening worship activities you have listed. On Monday, there will be a special day of prayer. And if you would like to go to this day of prayer, you'll be here at 9:15 on the parking lot of the church, and a way will be provided for you. The meeting will be held at the Bank Street Baptist Church. And on Wednesday at 10 o'clock, our Baptist Women's Meeting, which will be also held this week. Our ladies are going to be quite busy, so remember this. And then the hour of prayer, followed by RAs, GAs, and adult choir rehearsal. And then the Meals on Wheels on Thursday. So we have a lot of opportunities this week. And I have an announcement from Rachel, who would like to say a word about the Religious Herald. And I know that she'll be able to give you some information on it.
This is geared for the preacher. I have to turn it down so I can talk through it. Well, you know, you got a new face out there in the hall each Sunday morning, all during the month of November. I'll be taking subscription for the Religious Herald. Those of you who do not know what the Religious Herald is, it is a Baptist paper that keeps you informed of everything that's going on. Who should take the Religious Herald? Sunday school teachers, people who work with RAs, people who are who work with ACT teens and all the youth organizations, the Baptist women, and last but not least and foremost on the list, all deacons. It keeps you informed all the year. You get 50 copies for $6.50. Now this works out to 13 cents a week. That's the price of a postcard at the present rate. And you know how much you can get on a postcard. Some weeks it might be more information in there concerning what you would be interested in than it would be others. But still, it keeps you informed of everything that's going on. I have some envelopes here that if you want to get an envelope this morning, put your name and address, make out a check for South Norfolk Baptist Church for $6.50. Then you can just turn it in to me next Sunday morning or Sunday night. I'm always here. And on Wednesday night, I'm here also. And you can just turn it in to me and save your time. If you want to put the $6.50 in the envelope, that would be fine too. If by chance we would get 160 of you to take the Religious Herald, you'd get $1.50 back. So we should try for that. At the present time, there were only 53 taken. I've already contacted 8 new people to take the Religious Herald this month, so I'm on a roll and I hope to get it. How many of you would like to have an envelope this morning? The ushers will see that you get one. Raise your hand. You forgot how to raise your hand? It looks like this. Well, anyway, I will be out there, and if you don't get it this time, how many of you deacons want it? We'll get you one way or the other.
might receive the kind of blessing that God has prepared for us. In His name we ask it. Amen. Now let us turn to hymn number 397, God Give Us Big Better Home. 397.
Upstairs during prayer meeting, and I'd like for my RA council to stand up so that you will know who they are And if you have young men in your family who are interested on Wednesday nights of possibly attending RAs, or if you're interested in attending any of the girl activities, please get with some of the ladies and we will gladly take them into our arms. Currently, we have about 10 boys in each program. We have two programs, the Crusaders and the Pioneer program. So we are real pleased with it because up until this year, it's been kind of an imbalance of a lot of the younger boys and not many of the older boys. But as the program has been consistent through the years, you can see where it's building now. And we're real pleased with the progression we're getting. I like both Walter and Vance Davier and Truman Close to stand up. These are our two counselors for our older boys. They're responsible for boys from the 7th grade through the 9th grade. They are the Pioneer counselors. And these boys, any of you guys who are interested in getting into this part of the program, see one of these two counselors and they'll give you the details on how to become a Royal Ambassador. Y'all turn around and see your face. You're looking at me, so there you go. Okay. Our other two counselors are Kenny Young, I don't think he's here this morning, and Butch Prescott. Butch is up front here. Turn around, Butch, say Kenny Young. Okay. Those two are responsible for our younger boys, the first through sixth grade. Kenny had an accident this week, and he's been taking a lot of pain medicine, so he called and said he couldn't be here. But if you have young men who are interested and you'd like to get up here, we're making arrangements now to take the bus and take the kids home after Wednesday night prayer meeting. So if you can get up here for us at 7:30, we'll get them home for you so you don't have to worry about that. But we do have an active program. I like for the boys who are now enrolled ambassadors, would they please stand up so they can be seen? This one, I know they're sitting all over the place. Okay. I got Lee in the back there. I see Eddie. Any more back there? Jason? Okay. I see them. Okay. I see two more over here beside you. Thank you. All right. Normally we give the pens out. The pens haven't come into the back of the bookstore yet, so they'll have to get them Wednesday night. But we do have about 20 boys currently enrolled ambassadors. A lot of them do not attend our church regularly. A lot of them don't go. Some of them do not go to church except on Wednesday night. So I'd like to take the time to thank you from the Royal Ambassador Committee for supporting our program. And I'd like to thank the ladies in the GA for working with us. You'll notice in the program that came up that was put out in the messenger that we were planning to go to the Seaman House this Tuesday night. That has been changed until Tuesday night before Thanksgiving. And we'll take a love basket to the Seaman's House, some cakes and cookies and goodies, so that the foreign Seaman and all will have something from us during Thanksgiving holidays. Next Saturday, the Royal Ambassadors, part of RA Week, will be going to Northwest River Park, and a park ranger will be giving us an edible tour guide through the park, finding nature's edibles that Mom and Daddy don't fix for us. So any of you boys in church, whether you're RAs or not, please let us know if you're interested in going. If some of you fathers want to go, that is also open to the fathers. Just let us know. I understand that some of the GAs are thinking about riding on the bus with us down to Northwest River Park, and they got another program scheduled while we're down here. So just get with us. We're leaving at 8 o'clock, and if everything goes all right, we should be back around 12 or 1. We'll again get them home so you don't have to wait here at church for running late. But thank you again, and this week you see the boys running around. Ask them what their motto are, because we are ambassadors to Christ, and that's what each boy is supposed to do. Sometimes I wonder if they're just going, each one of these boys and young men, they keep going in separate ways. But we are ambassadors to Christ, and I think it's a real challenge for adults to challenge these young people with today's problems that are in schools and all, to look at them and be ambassadors for Christ in their school and their community. Thank you.
Now you will turn with us to responsive reading number 520. Responsive reading number 520.
Mm-hmm. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory.
No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
God is blessing to the reading of his word. We will now pause for a moment of meditation and prayer. And if you have some special need, this will be your opportunity to whisper a prayer. So we pray.
Thank you.
thank thee for the opportunity of bringing tithes and offerings and gifts to thy altar. Bless those that were placed in the Sunday school hour, and now lead us to be faithful stewards in the kingdom of God, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Thank you.
Trembled